Hey everyone, it is April 26th. We have been talking for some time about the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5:22, and it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And today we are on that word, faithfulness. Let's think about that word, faithfulness. So we've got the word. The root word obviously is faith. Do you have faith? Do you have faith in God? Have you put your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ? Faith also can mean believing something is going to happen. And I love how we can take this word faith and we can take it so many different directions. Having faith that Jesus has saved you, having faith in his existence, having faith in the future of heaven, having faith that you are going to be led by God and that he has a purpose for you. So we've got the root word faith, and then there's fullness, faithfulness, full of faith. Are you full of faith in God? And that is something that I know wanes at times when we go through things in our lives that we don't understand, or we go through extreme difficulties. I know that there are a lot of people who have claimed to lose their faith, or that the popular word right now is deconstructing your faith. Basically, it's the same thing. It's losing your faith. It's deferring to the world and not to God. And so I want to encourage you today, no matter what your circumstances, what you're going through, just because things are tough doesn't mean God's not there. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care. It doesn't mean that he has forgotten about you. And we know that in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about faithfulness. It talks about faith, and faith being something that we don't always see, but we're sure of it. And so this is something that I want to focus on today. We need to have strong faith, not weak faith. And even when we don't see it, and I've shared so many times, every belief system in the world requires faith. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist or an agnostic. And I know that we are people who want evidence, and we want to see things and hear things and experience things. But God, if we can stay faithful, has rewards for us for being faithful. And it doesn't mean blind faith. Yes, we should know the word of God. Yes, we should know why we believe what we believe. There will always be questions that we won't know the answer for. Remembering that God's ways are greater than our ways. His mind is so much greater than ours. He sees the big picture. He can zoom out and we can't. I want to encourage you today to be filled with faith. Believe God. Believe in his word. Believe in his plan for your life. Even when you don't know where he's taking you, be filled with faith that he knows better than you do, and that he will always be with you. He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And we can trust in that. We can have faith in his promises. Let's pray together. God, in this world, it's so easy to lose faith when we look around us. It's so easy to allow our faith to wane. It's so easy, Lord, to take you out of the driver's seat and to just have you along for the ride of our lives, but we know that's not your desire. God, for those who are hearing this today, who are wavering in their faith because of circumstances, would you just remind them that your love has not changed for them, that you are still with them, that you're still going to provide for them. And even though this world is full of pain and hurt, you've overcome the world. And you're bigger than any problem we'll ever run into today or any other day. Lord, we want to increase our faith. We want to live our life in such a way that it shows that we believe your word is true, and that you, Lord, are going to walk with us even through the most difficult challenges in life. We know that you call us to be faithful, faith-filled. And Lord, would you cast out the doubt and help us to follow you closely. We know that the closer we walk to you, the stronger this faith is. We love you. Walk with us today, Lord. Show us the way. In Jesus' name, amen.